safety act.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't really find it.
So.
All right, so get your new kid, natural.
Hang on.
Anyway, I just can't.
You don't, did she tell you that I talked to you last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without seeing them.
Well, no, sorry. It's the address. I wake up at 1:15. My apartment's full of smoke. I wake up at 2:15. It's even worse. Did you, when she opened the door, did a whip come out? I didn't pay any attention.
Okay, so that's the key.
Okay, I'm gonna get that. Penny asked me to get one made for her, so I'm gonna take this one off.
Get the old one off.
And give it to you.
I'll put it in here.
And I got another one too. Where was it? Here's another one. Oh fuck.
Oh good.
Oh fuck. I don't know what to do. You know, she knows Penny's gonna be done. She's gonna do that shit while Penny's here.
Well, I was gonna put my camera out there, but.
Are you?
Yeah, I am gonna do it for you.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, I gotta put it on. I gotta put it on that tree.
Over it, done. Some meatballs till you leave?
No, I'm leaving. I'm running up to. I gotta do some running around.
Well, I mean, like, I gotta leave them in your truck, and then if you don't eat them before you leave, you go to Pennsylvania, you just leave them in your first truck, take them out. Up to you.
Yeah. sure text the thing and tell her that I fixed the lot.
Okay. All right.
And you got some meatballs.
Wait.
I'll throw these in my truck and I'll just take them home and put them on the counter.
Here, they're right here in the fridge. Oh my God, I got deviled eggs too. Do you want deviled eggs?
We got so much food, we're taking time for me, so we're either throwing it away or we can't leave it in our house.
Do you think you'll eat these? Okay.
We got ham and everything else.
All right, these are turkey balls.
Yeah. I hate throwing it away.
But well, this stuff you can eat in the car, too.
Yeah, that stuff would be fine.
All right, I'll send her a text.
Yeah.
Great when you leave. Thanks, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad Dwayne's going and Mira. Oh, I got goosebumps when she said that.
Yeah, I mean, when Katie came over, we had a great Christmas yesterday. It was nice that she came over. And I don't want her to come. Pennsylvania, because I don't want her to be the lead fucking weight.
Right.
You know, she would have went, but then Dwayne would have had to got a hotel 40 fucking minutes away. Well, that ain't fucking family. You're gonna come.
Would he have had to stay in the hotel?
That's what they did the last time, yeah. That's what they did the last time. So they come over for 2 hours a day. You're only there 3 days. And then, no. That's not enough.
I'm glad that he figured it. I'm glad that he took care of business.
Well, his biggest problem is he doesn't want his daughter going up in a broken marriage.
Well,
he's willing to
sacrifice
his life.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do as parents, isn't it? We've done a lot of sacrificing in our day.
Yeah, my wife sacrificed.
Well, some of you, so don't even think you have. And what do you think? All those years of working 80 plus hours a week wasn't a sacrifice? Come on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it just, it was cool. It was funny, like my family, mm-hmm. my 11 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
There's two of them. They're not even fucking family anymore.
I know.
But yesterday, they all got in this 16 person text going on.
Oh.
So everybody was fucking talking and everybody was just laughing and everybody was having a great time and making comments about her growing up in this 3-bedroom house.
Uh-huh.
And we all 11 of us grew up in a less than 1,880 square foot house. 3 bedrooms. 6 girls in 1 bedroom, 5 brothers in the other bedroom, and my mom and dad. And if you want to go to the bathroom, don't even fucking think about using it in the morning time with 6 girls in the house.
Go outside and
piss on the tree, We'd all be on a list,
The short list.
We all pissed in the sump pump.
Oh, God.
But it was funny that, and it's not funny, but it's ironic that it's nice that one day a year, everybody can put aside everything and then, go back to hating everybody tomorrow. But today, it was all good.
It's a glorious day.
Too bad you can't just take that moment.
Freeze it.
Carry it for 48 hours, because it might be able to make 72 hours, which you might be able to.
Oh, I like it. I like that thought.
It's like that. It's just like Penny got a singing bowl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Me and her were playing with that last night. I said, it's just the resonation.
Yeah.
If you could just hear that resonation.
Those are amazing.
I mean, I learned how to meditate when I was in the service back in the 70s, overseas in Nam and stuff. This guy taught me how to meditate. And I could fucking meditate,
in the middle of a crowd.
I could smell flowers in a fucking burned out field. I could just get out of there, gone, And be able to close my eyes and see blue skies.
Mm-hmm.
And lost it. I can't do it anymore. I don't have the mentality. Because it's a mentality, it's a thing you have to have inside of you.
I know.
And it takes a lot of practice. You can't just do it.
You can't do it like when you need it. You got to do it all the time.
Yeah, it's something you have to, it's like an instrument. You can't pick it up and play it. You have to practice on it all the time.
That's why it's so good when I'm around my kids. We're all doing that kind of stuff. Taking a break, breathing it in, being present. It took us 5 hours yesterday to open the presents because we wanted to be present. We took a break, bathroom breaks, cleaned up, ate, meditated, gave thanks,
That's why my family is so important to me. Because I don't get it with my own.
Yeah. It shouldn't be something you have to do like this.
Yeah.
This is something, you know.
Well, you know what, Lauren? It's
going to be short-lived. It isn't going to be happening next time.
I take a lot that I don't even share. It takes so much for me. The other day when I fucking went nuts with Penny, I'd had it. I wanted to come and I wanted to strangle her, punch her so bad, and that's not me!
Well, that's what I mean. She takes, you know, Joey's a captain in the fucking army, you know, over in a fucking field in Afghanistan. She's got a fucking GI fucking poster on her front wall. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You know, that would be like, you know, you have a poster of Hitler up in fucking World War II.
Not in a day.
Or, you know, it's, I can't believe he has a top secret clearance. I don't believe it. Because there's no way she was married to a fucking person, I don't care where he's from, and him have a top secret clearance.
Because when
I had a top secret
Stacy
clearance.
Stacy Hanks, their sons went in the service. They all had, there was something going on at that time. They all had to give up their Facebook accounts.
Well.
Because.
When I got my clearance, they investigated my dad, who was a Marine in World War II. His dad came from Germany. They went back to Germany and talked to my grandpa's neighbors.
Really?
Which is where I got mine. It took 6 months for me to get my clearance.
Should I?
Yeah. They knew shit that I did. They wanted to talk to people when I had a paper out in Union Lake. They
so how
to
does
customers.
That happen then?
I don't know. I don't know. Because there's no fucking way. If she had any ties to any person, and if she had a GI, no fucking way.
Do you think that's part of their divorce? I think he was like, I'm going to lose.
No, I just think she's...
She's going to keep having different boyfriends over and over and over. She's not going to stick with the same one. Her track record is awful. And how dare you have the balls to say to Penny, I'm not 16. Well, act like you're an adult. This behavior, the choices you're making, your mom doesn't see all this shit. You're just filling her head full of shit.
You can't.
Your choices every day are awful.
You know, every time I come over, I fucking bend that sign or something, and she'll ends up right in her lap, you know. She's like, don't you fucking touch that sign. And I'm like, that's what I told Penny. I said, I'm going to tell you something. I love your dad, and I respect you. I loved your dad, and I respect you more than.
Sorry.
You know, just because he's gone, I still fucking know that he's mad at me for not fucking ripping that motherfucking sign out and sticking it right through her fucking passenger window.
Well, her dad.
And that's not me.
But her dad didn't have respect for her either.
I mean, you know, that's why, you know.
He doesn't have any respect for her. If he did, he would be telling her, you know, these choices you're making.
He couldn't raise her when she was a kid under his own roof. You know, you're not helping somebody by doing that.
You're not helping somebody by ignoring it.
And how many fucking days would she be in an apartment anywhere in Holland?
And I thought about that.
And do the thing she
did. I thought about that.
Put that sign at fucking one of the apartment buildings.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. You're going to tweak it today?
I'm still saving my Christmas mood.
I know.
I'm not going to touch it, but
all right, well, safe travels, okay?
Yep.
Will you give Lori a hug for me?
I will.
All right. Both. Love you, hon.
Yep.
I'll text Penny right now.
Yeah, tell her it's working.
You can lock that bottom door.
Okay.
Because I never know who's coming up. You know what I'm saying?
The door I'm not going to mess with because this door is coming out in the spring.
Yeah. Can you believe that she broke that just so it doesn't? You don't have to open it?
Well, it's all going to be, this door doesn't belong.
Okay.
It's
going to
come out in the spring.
All right. Love you, hon.
All right. I love you, too.